Nolte, Official and Final Golden Globes Ratings Collapse 62%. By John Nolte on March 2, 2021. The final ratings are in for the Sunday night's Golden Globes telecast, and the numbers are nothing short of a catastrophe. In the all-important 18-49 age demographic, the NBC telecast hit an all-time low of just a 1.5 rating. How awful is that? Well, last year, the telecast, which was hosted by Ricky Gervais, earned nearly four times that with a 4.7 demo rating. Total viewers for this Sunday's Tina Fey-Amy Poehler-hosted show added up to just 6.9 million, compared to 18.3 million last year, which is nearly a 62% collapse. Basically, in just one year, the Golden Globes lost about two-thirds of its viewers. If you want to know just how bad that is, back in 2008, during the writers' strike, when the show was basically a press conference, 6.03 million tuned in. So what happened? You would think that during a pandemic, and during winter when people are locked up in their homes and there is no competition from a football, the Globes would have at least held on to last year's audience. Personally, I think former President Trump is to blame for this ratings collapse. Trump's CPAC speech on late Sunday afternoon captured the country's attention, and millions watched it online after it was over, which might have bled into the Globes' audience. But also, just the fact he's no longer in office might have deterred millions of Trump haters from watching the Globes. What I mean is that right-leaning Americans got tired of the left-wing Globes years ago. Why tune in just to be insulted by elite snobs who hate you? But Trump haters kept tuning in to get their Trump-hating fix. They loved watching Hollywood celebrities trash the orange bad man. Well, that appeal is gone now. Which leaves you with a bunch of narcissistic, marginally talented, smug celebrities, and who wants to watch that? Plus, because of the anti-science lockdowns, no one has the feeling there was any kind of movie season this year. How many people have seen Nomadland and the other titles? No one. And then there's the hosts, Faye and Poehler, two of the most overrated talents of the last 20 years. Who wants to spend 3 hours with those two? According to the ratings, pretty much no one. Even though a pandemic-weary America could use a laugh and an escape these days, the entertainment community is no longer interested in such things. The Hollywood that used to come through for us during bad times such as these is long gone, and has been replaced with a self-contained and self-involved, toxic community of smug elitists who are not at all interested in coming through for us. They hate us. And as you can see from the ratings, we have no choice but to hate them right back. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.